With more than a dozen COVID-19-related deaths at a nursing home in Washington state, federal and state health officials are urging long-term care facilities to take action to prevent the spread of the virus. Delaware Department of Health and Social Services Director Dr. Kara Odom Walker says these places are vulnerable.
We really are most worried about if there were a case in an assisted living facility or a nursing home, because those are our most fragile Delawareans, and we want to keep them healthy.
Donna Winiger is executive director for Brandywine Living at Seaside Point, a 150-bed assisted living facility in Rehoboth Beach. She says guidance coming from government and healthcare associations is good, but her facility is struggling to stock supplies.
We can't get gowns right now. We haven't been able to get booties for their feet if they have to go into a room that's under an isolation. We're doing okay getting hand sanitizer and bleach and products like that, our cleaning products. We haven't had problems with that.
Winiger says her facility has stopped taking residents on outings other than drives in a van. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.